Welcome back, everybody. Or welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. From real news to great conversation, we always have you covered. I've been having a great conversation and sometimes a wee bit of a tete-a-tete with my Thursday special co-host, Cardi. If you can be sure, we are put up on the stream on Facebook, X, and Instagram. I don't think... There you go. There we are. Hello to everybody out there. My very special guest co-host on Thursdays, Tom Paulswitz. He's a two-time congressional candidate and a small business owner, friend of mine and a friend of yours. Tom, I had asked on the show yesterday, and I'm going to ask this as a cue up to how do we all survive the holidays and take a break? One of our topics yesterday was, have you ever had to end a friendship or relationship because of politics? I have had to do that. Have you, and how did you manage through that?
Yeah, especially my first campaign. It was interesting because a whole bunch of people, especially in the business world, came up to me and said, well, you're a Democrat? I didn't know. And, you know, suddenly people who had known me for years were thinking differently about me just because there was a label on me. And it wasn't necessarily, I didn't change the way I spoke about things. I didn't do anything different, but they were, their interpretation of what was happening was different. And I lost some people along the way. Both my wife and I did. We lost friends. We lost some long-term friends. We made a whole bunch of other ones. But it's interesting when people who know you decide to not know you because they have perceptions because of a political label or whatever else you want to say. And I'm just a firm believer that when you sit down with anyone, you can find common ground.
Yes.
And it's usually just trying to sort through all that, because most people I've ever met, after a conversation, we can find what we're for and not necessarily talk about what we're against each other on. So, yes, lost friends along the way.
Your story is, I think, very important because it speaks to cognitive dissonance.
Yes.
And how our brain operates, frankly, all of us, from sort of almost a pre-programmed biased perspective, that people agree with me and the way that I see the world is, of course, correct. And any contrary information needs to be rejected. All of our brains work this way. And they operate this way because it was part of our survival mechanism. Our brain needs to fill in blanks. It needs to jump to conclusions back when we were hunting and gathering because it helped us assess threats. We don't live in that environment anymore, right? Like, at least
our brains don't know that, though.
Correct.
Our brains are not aware that change has happened.
Yep. Yes. So I find it just fascinating that people who had nodded their head in agreement with you when you described things before, shared your viewpoints, once you said, I'm a Democrat, said, forget you, Tom, I'm done with you. Just fascinating. Now, Tom, you do a number of things as a small business owner, and maybe some of our listeners know this, but I certainly do. You are a professional coach. You help people manage their careers and deal with change and professional challenges. So I thought it'd be only appropriate, and we may revisit this next week too, to ask you, what are your thoughts on trying to survive the holidays? And as people move into this period of time, what are your best practices?
Yeah, I always start with, I learned this definition a long time ago, that stress is the difference between where you are and where you
want to be.
You know, just taking that step back and realizing that, okay, if I'm not there, how do I adjust myself to be where I'm at and be present in the moment? And a lot of times that helps alleviate a lot of things. Sometimes you're not where you want to be, and it's not the place that is really helping you. But it's understanding that you're on a path and you're on a journey. And it's better when you have people around you that you love and respect and will listen. So whatever you need to do over the holiday season is just, you know, grab people that you haven't seen in a while, reach out to people, do not spend it alone, but spend it with other people that will listen to you and respect you and show you some love, because it goes a long way to just being able to bring that together and have a much better outlook. Because the next 4 years are going to be fascinating. They're going to be disgusting. There's going to be a roller coaster of emotions. So just prepare yourself. But I think the best way to prepare yourself is get grounded and make sure you have a great support system.
And maybe hop off the socials for a couple of days.
Take a break every now and then.
Yeah, so important. Folks, that's Tom Paulswitz. He is my guest co-host every Thursday here on the Maggie Dawn Show. I really appreciate your time and your insights. Tom, that's going to do it for us here on the Maggie Dawn Show. But don't go anywhere. Dom Salvia is up next, my little buddy. He's got a great show that follows mine every Monday through Friday from 4 to 6. He's got our keyword coming up for the 4 o'clock hour in Civic Media's Grown-Up Gift List Text to Win contest. You're going to want to get that keyword, text it in via the app so you can win $100 or an overnight stay at the Chula Vista and be entered to win one of our 8 grown-up grand prizes like espresso makers, robot vacuums, luggage, and this one, which is very adult, humidifiers. Yes. When you've got a humidifier, you know you're an old fart, and I mean that with a lot of respect. I've got two of
much
them.
Much needed.
Yes, much needed these days. Always remember, everybody, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together. Stay warm, everybody.